I learn a lot from Matt, and I hope you learn a lot from me, and I hope you'll admit that.
Hey, 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 plumbing pros, welcome to the 420th episode of Potty Talking. Hey, this is a fun one. Of course, mm-hmm. they're all fun, but this one's really going to be fun because we're going to introduce you to a couple cool cats mm-hmm. who are starting a new podcast mm-hmm. specifically for tradesmen.
That's right.
All right.
On the MDP TV.
All right. So they're associated. Yes, they're associated with MDP, mm-hmm. but the name of the podcast is Coach's Corner. Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of fun. It's cool. A lot of nuggets of gold.
Absolutely.
We're just excited for you to get to know them here. In fact, let's get them on here.
Let's do
all
it.
Right. Here's Matt and Tony mm-hmm. of Coach's Corner. All right, as promised. Hey, we have Matt Baldwin and Tony Wally here. Hey guys, it's so good to see you guys. How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
We're feeling great here.
We're great. We're so excited to have you guys here. And we're so excited for the launch of the new podcast in the MDP TV, as Richard's calling MDP TV. Coach's Corner, where Matt Baldwin and Tony Waller, they are your esteemed hosts for that podcast.
Right. So I'm so excited for the Potty Talk audience to get to know you guys, to introduce you guys. Guys, these are cool cats. They're a lot of fun. Of course, they're, you know, in the trades. They're running their businesses. All right. They're also smart guys.
They're pretty smart.
Okay. They may not look it, but they.
I was going to say, I don't know about esteemed, but we'll definitely be the host.
I don't know that I've ever been called esteemed, but I love
you have
talking.
I should. I just be careful here because you know, Matt, he's a Jersey boy. Mm-hmm. Okay, in person, I may not say that because he'd whack me up.
He probably knows people.
He knows people, right?
He knows a guy.
Now, Tony, he looks like a nice guy, but he's a guy I wouldn't want to tick off. Uh-huh. All right,
he's a teddy bear. Right.
Yeah.
So, guys, it depends on what day it is, I guess.
And if it's your employee or if it's
we're just talking in the green room, ready on this. Yeah, Tony, I guess you had to lay the law down with your guys, which happens.
It happens.
Yes. Yeah. And Matt here, he's all over the place today. I mean, he's running multiple things going on at one time.
You know, the life of a
life of right.
So, business mogul.
So we'll get into that. Hey, I want the guys to get a feel for you. Okay. I want the audience to get a feel for you guys here. Cause you got, you know, we know you, but how do you guys get started in the trades? So just so we can assure the audience, you guys are trades guys. All right. start with you, Tony.
Well, I was at my first year of college and I was away and I was talking to one of my friends who her dad was a plumber and owned a plumbing company. And it didn't really matter what type of company. I just needed a summer job. And I said, when I get home from school, I need a summer job. And she said, okay, I'll ask my dad. And I was back home a couple weeks later and her dad called and I knew him and he's like, hey man, did you throw a rock at my truck the other day? And I was like, man, what are you talking about? Right. He's like, no, I'm just kidding, man. You want to come to work for me? And I was like, dude, great. Right. So that's how I got into plumbing.
Okay.
So fell into plumbing. Wow.
All right. Yeah. Throwing a rock at a truck. All right. We're being accused of.
I'm so glad it was plumbing and not something else. Cause here I am 45 years old. That was when I was 18.
Man. Yeah. So long he's been in the trade.
So yeah, so you've been you've been in it for a while. How about you, Matt?
Third generation. Enough said, right?
The
apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Tried to go to college, wasn't for me, and ultimately wound up back in Blumen.
There you are.
So here we are. All right.
Yeah.
And it's been very, very good to me. Mm-hmm. All right.
At least the last 2 years it has.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's been very bad too along the way.
Yes.
Good segue.
So yeah, that is a good segue. So we all experienced that until we learned, okay, that we didn't know something and we sought something out. In this case, you guys have gone through the MDP process. All right.
So much so, and became so successful that they are now MDP certified coaches, right?
Right.
And coach others on
on the process and that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So Tony, how did how did MDP affect you or what was something you obviously it was good to you, but what was something that hit you? Yeah.
It was very good to me and I will say that you can do business wrong for a long time and you can tread water for a long time. And I think a lot of people do that. A lot of people that I talk to in the Success Academy, they can make it, but they're barely making it. And when I went from barely making it and then I started making that 180 to after I found you guys, and I've told the story before on podcasts. I know that that we have limited amount of time, but when I found you guys and started doing things the right way, I just started becoming successful at a very fast rate. Whereas before, for 14 years, we did have success, but it just wasn't the type of success that a business, a bona fide business owner that knows how to conduct business in the right way was doing. So
yeah.
I just felt like, you know, when the opportunity came to be a coach, if I can just give back and teach somebody something to steer them away from a lot of the mistakes that I made for the, over the, you know, a 14 year span, man, I'm all for it. That would be my why.
That's your heart there.
Yes,
and I love thanks for sharing that. And yeah, because we see that all the time. Because here's a case, because these guys are, you know, I don't joke about it, you guys are sharp. Okay. And so is a lot of guys in the academy. So it's not about whether or not, you know, you're a sharp tool or a dull tool, you know, but it's just not knowing something.
Right.
And so here you were experiencing success.
Business of 14 years.
Right.
I have a business that lasts 14
years. You're successful.
Success, right.
But it wasn't at the level, or you weren't creating what you wanted to create.
Right. Know? I couldn't create the freedom that I needed. You know, we talked before about when you go into business, you think you're just going to have all this free time and you can make whatever decisions that you want. And then you end up having a bunch more bosses that you have to answer to. And you guys provide a way through the Success Academy to not have to go through that, to really be your own boss. And that's what I love so much.
Right. Which you're part of that now. And you're sharing that as well,
right?
You know, because you're a coach. Hey, what about you, Matt?
What hasn't it done? It's kind of hard to summarize here in a few minutes, but, you know, it's given us freedom, financially. It's given us freedom of time. It's given us freedom to travel with our kids. And now it's given us the freedom to be able to, like Tony said, you know, try and just help someone not have to go through all of the same pain. They're going to go through some of them, but not have to go through all of the same pain points that we did to get to where we are today.
Yep.
And can I ask what was your business like before? You know, Tony mentioned that he'd been in business for 14 years, which has never seemed to get ahead, right? What was, you know, kind of a synopsis of what your business was before?
Yeah. So we were in business for 3 years before we found MDP, a little over 3 years. And
hey,
I knew
for,
that
thanks
I
for
wanted
pointing that out, big guy. I appreciate it.
Pointing what out?
Well, there's a difference of 11 years and how long it took you and how long it took me. So thank you for that.
Well, yeah, there's, you know, but there's also a 12 year age gap. So,
all right. See you guys later. It's been fun.
No. So, I knew that I wanted to scale and I knew that I wanted to build this thing so that I had those freedoms that I spoke about. But just didn't know how, didn't have the systems, didn't have anything really. And I had gotten all the way up to four trucks at one point. And I had to tear it all back down because it was just chaos. It was absolute chaos. There was no way to manage hours. There was no way to manage timesheets. There was no way to manage the guys. So, you know, and then, you know, I tore it back down and we were back down to two trucks. And then I accidentally found Potty Talk. Which is actually kind of a funny story. You know, a lot of people follow Richard for a while on YouTube or whatever before they actually buy into this thing. I was listening to a podcast. It was actually like a plumbing related podcast where they talk about tools and stuff like that, because I was very much still in the truck, and you couldn't pay me to listen to it now, but I was all caught up on all the episodes. And so I just typed plumbing into my Apple Podcast app and Potty Talk came up. And I was like, all right, I'll listen to this. And I listened to like three or four episodes. I'm like, wow, I am doing everything wrong. This makes sense.
Well, that is our job, is to point out everything all you guys are doing wrong. That is our life.
And that's because I made all those wrong mistakes.
We did them all. Plus some.
And that's what I love, the hearts of you guys, because that is the MDP heart. Not only being sharp, first of all, both these guys are sharp. And like with Matt, I love, you know, Matt, looking at him, but this guy's a numbers and systems guy.
So here's a, I mean, you just
pragmatic and
right, almost yeah. afraid. You know stuff I don't know, right? You know, and it's and so, but you didn't know, you know, just the business of the plumbing, right, and that kind of a thing. So we're a lot there, and I love both your hearts in that. Of course, you're sharp, but you want to give back. You don't want others to go through the same, you know, the same kind of pains. All right, and
I love that.
And that's really what the heart of MVP is all about. Mm-hmm. So. And so, yeah, you're a blessing. You know, I'm really, you know, grateful that you guys are, you know, wanted to come on board and coach and to give back. Yes. So
we appreciate y'all too.
You make us look good.
That's right. And now willing to start a podcast.
Now
right?
Starting a podcast. Mm-hmm. Right. Coaches.
Yeah, that's the easy part. Right, that's right. The easy part. We could talk for hours and hours and days about the things we've done wrong. And I can hear it all day from Matt about, oh man, you suck, man. You're really
so that's what's happening. You got
wow,
to tell each other how you right.
You did
right.
that. That was stupid.
That was stupid. I didn't do that.
Thank God you guys are here. You can save me from the torture.
Okay. Well, that's another good segue. So what are some of the things you guys are going to cover on Coach's Corner? What are some topics you're going to discuss? Who are you really talking to, right? Who's the perfect person to listen to you guys' podcast and all the topics that you're going to talk about?
Well, I would say the guys that are just starting out up through, what do we have now, Matt? Eight, nine trucks, all the way from start all the way up through the completion of the Success Academy, really, and even further than some. But a lot of times it just depends on what we're going through that day because we're still involved in our businesses, even though we don't have to be. We have systems in place, but we still go and check in, and we are involved in the businesses. And man, it can range from hiring employees, firing employees, getting employees to buy into the system that we've created, and then do it all over again. Because like we were just talking in the green room, Richard, you have to pick which fire you're going to fight that day. So it just depends. It's all over the place, but everything we cover, I learn a lot from Matt, and I hope you learn a lot from me, and I hope you'll admit that. It just depends on what day it is.
On camera?
No, obviously I learned a lot from Tony too, especially because, like I said, you know, he's so much older than me that, you know, there is.
Oh, man. I love you.
There is a lot of life experience there of owning a business, of being a husband and a father while owning a business. You know, like I said, I was in business for 3 years. Before we found MDP, we just celebrated 5 years in business now in January. But there's a lot of stuff that I didn't necessarily have to go through that maybe he did, right? Like, I was never doing pen and paper invoices. You know, like that's something that he had to do. I wasn't running a plumbing business before they had cell phones. You know, that's something that Tony had to do.
Mm-hmm. Seems crazy at this point, doesn't it?
It was back when they were chipping on rock, right, Tony? You know? Like the Flintstones. Yeah.
You know, the hits just keep coming. Laura, okay, right. Whose side are you on? No, please be on my side.
Of course, Tony. I'm always on your side. I'm on Matt's.
Thank you.
Well, I've had the privilege of listening. You know, I know we work in, you know, on the podcast. And, you know, and I feel so grateful you guys are going to be part of, you know, the MDP system, MDP TV. And, you know, so I've listened to a couple as we prep this. And what I love about the style, guys, and how you're going to listen to, I use Joe Rogan. You know, what I like about Joe Rogan, you know, potty talk, you know, our episodes, usually, you know, I'm given three pointers and, you know, it's a little thing. It's not much of a discussion.
And I agree with everything.
And the lovely Laura agrees with everything. And she makes me look good and sound good and intelligent.
Reel you in.
And she reels me in. So it's a little different thing. But with you guys, what I like of the style is that Joe Rogan style of just, you know, you're talking about topics and just like what you said, it could be anything that's happening that others are even experiencing that, you know.
Well, that's one thing I want to say.
Forth. Yeah.
One thing I like is you guys are still in it, right? It's been years since we've had our plumbing business. We still, you know, remember quite a bit, but you guys are still in the thick of it. You know, Tony, like you said, you had to kind of have a come to Jesus meeting with some of your employees. So you're still in the fight. You're still learning the new technologies or implementing the new technologies or you know, updating systems or whatever it might be. That's one thing I really like about these guys doing
that. Yeah, you're on the battlefield still.
On the battlefield. That's right. That's one way to put it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one thing that I would add is that, excuse me, we laugh and joke around and we kind of rib each other, but we do get very serious sometimes because we know that these situations can feel like almost like the end of the world or life and death type situations. For the business, they can be life and death situations. So we do mix some, you know, humor with serious solutions to what you're going through, because we can get very serious and very solution based. And Matt is very, like you said, Richard, very numbers oriented. He doesn't make emotional decisions. He makes numbers based on analytical thought and data. But we also are able to kind of, I mean, if it was all analytical, it would be, you probably wouldn't stay around and listen very long, but there are, we are solution based. It just, we just kind of, you may as well laugh because sometimes that's all you can do.
Yeah. It's interesting to me too, you know, how we end up getting to things. You know, like we recently just started recording like a 4-part series for the podcast, and we didn't realize till we were about 30 minutes into the first episode that it was going to be a 4-part series about the specific topic we were talking about.
Yeah.
Me and him both struggle with staying on task at times. So it kind of goes off into these rabbit holes, and that's where you find those nuggets of gold that Richard likes to talk about, because it's something that we didn't plan to talk about, and it really just becomes a conversation between me and Tony. And you know, what's so special about the Coach's Corner to me is how close me and Tony have become through MDP, going through this, and you know, not only building our businesses but building a relationship where, you know, we saw each other 5 times last year. And he's in Mobile, Alabama, and I'm in New Jersey. So we're pretty far away from each other, but you know, we went down to visit him. He came to visit us. We met halfway, and our families have become really good friends. So we have a level of comfort when we're talking to each other, that really allows us to kind of dive deep into things. And that's where those nuggets of gold come from.
Yes.
And I love that. Again, there is an age difference. I'm not going to say what it is, whatever. But there's an age difference, right? And there's an experience difference, right? And so those two different perspectives is going to be a huge part of Coach's Corner. And you guys are good friends, which is just so crazy. Not crazy, but it's just so unique, right? Because your personalities are so very different. And you come from very different backgrounds and very different areas, all of that. But through the MDP community, you guys just became so super close. And like you've said, your families are close, you know, your kids, you know, you hang out and you bring your kids and all of that. That's one thing that has just always surprised us about MDP was the closeness the relationships that you can get from this, because it's like-minded, right? Just like you guys are going to be sharing in the podcast, you guys are going through the crap too, right? Just because, you know, you guys are, you know, successful and doing all the right things now, stuff still hits the fan, right, Tony? I mean, it just happened to you, right? Absolutely. And so you'll be able to relate and feel. I think they'll feel, the listeners are going to feel exactly what you're going through, because you're right in it, as opposed to us. You know, it's been, you know, 8-9 years, you know, past.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And what I like too, what you guys are bringing is your willingness to speak to men and these other topics. So how do I grow? And these guys are competitive. I know they both said, you know, we're dealing with alpha males here. I mean, this is pro sports. I mean, this is pro ball. Okay. And so these guys are on the field to win. So it's there. They have their different personalities, but they're going to hit you. Okay. And so I like that you bring that, because we want to feel that, but your willingness to speak to men, to lift men up, to speak, okay, how do we become not only better at our businesses, but better fathers. Okay. Better husbands. Okay. Better men in our society. So I've heard you speak, you know, so you're throwing stuff out there like that. Mm-hmm. And so
Matt, chat a little bit about that, 'cause I know, you know, that's definitely both of your hearts, but Matt, you know, we've talked to you more about that, is that, you know, you do want to make an impact, not only on their businesses, because that's important, 'cause that spills into family life and all the thing, but more importantly, the business isn't the most important, right?
No, the business is the least important when you boil down life, right? Like, you know,
Automate your company's day-to-day scheduling, dispatching, and billing systems with FieldPulse, a game-changing field management power tool that thousands of businesses just like yours are switching to. FieldPulse makes it easy to bring order to your daily chaos. No more struggling to keep track of your customers, jobs you got going on, or where your guys are at. FieldPulse is the perfect solution for helping you to organize your business, save time, and my favorite part, increase revenue. And with its mobile app, you can access FieldPulse's powerful features to run your business from literally anywhere in the world. Throw in QuickBooks integration, award-winning support, and plans starting at just $60 per user, it's simply a no-brainer. I love FieldPulse, and I know you will too. Learn more and to schedule a free live demo, go to themilliondollarplumber.com/FieldPulse and see why plumbing pros everywhere are making a switch to FieldPulse.
It stems from what you guys have given to us, right? What we've gotten from Richard and Laura and from the MDP system is that we've gotten a better marriage. We've become better fathers. We've become better parts of our community, whether that be the town, that the people that in the town that you serve, or your church, or whatever that is, you become a better version of you. Through the process, I became very good at becoming a plumbing business owner, right? Yeah. You become very, very good at that. But I also, I'm of the philosophy that you should be getting 1% better at all aspects of your life every day. I have dived, I went through obviously the 12 modules. You guys asked me to be a coach. And then I immediately went into like the personal development side as well, because I want to be the best version of that I can be in all aspects of my life.
Right.
I love that.
And you're bringing that and willing to share that. And that's why, I love that the Coach's Corner is going to bring to the MDP community is not only to the business side of things, but, the guy thing, just being better men, all the way around.
Boy, we sure need that.
Yes.
These days.
And so that's another thing I'm just really excited about. Coach's Corner.
Coach's Corner. Yeah. So what do you hope someone gets out of it? So they're going to listen to your podcast, right? And they're always going to be different topics, all the things, but what's something that you hope, Tony, that when someone's done listening to the podcast, what are they getting out of it?
Well, that they're not alone. Mm-hmm. And really sometimes the only thing holding you back is you. And when you see other people do things, like the guy that broke the 4-minute mile, Roger Bannister, for years and years and years, nobody could break that 4-minute mile. But as soon as he broke it, then people just started coming after him. And that's really what, at least what we talk about. If somebody can just realize that they're not in it alone and they are going through the same struggles that we've been through, and we're not insulated, we'll go through them again. I mean, we lose important people that are crucial to our businesses and we have to pick up and move on. We're super busy 1 week or 1 month, and then things drop off, and you feel, Matt and I talk about it in one of the episodes that are already in place, is that, I thought we were going to be busy forever. And then you realize that you're not any different than any other business that goes through this in plumbing or any home service, really. And we talk about the things you can do to better prepare yourself also for those pitfalls that are coming down the pipe, and, maybe start a community out of it, and a positive community, not a community that just is fearful of everything around the corner. You can get through it, because we're still in it, me and Matt. And I'm 45, by the way. How old are you? I don't want people thinking I'm 75.
No, I said there was 12 years difference. So maybe
it's, but you look older.
I'm 30.
Than you are,
I'm 30. No, I'm 33.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, babies.
Yeah, still both babies. No, still. Well, not Tony so much.
Oh, man. That's bad.
Sorry, yep. Tony. Now I got Richard in on it.
Tony's shoulders are big enough. Well, hey, Matt, finish it up on what do you hope? What's your answer to that, to Laura's question?
So a lot of what Tony said, I'm really like he said before, I'm pretty pragmatic. So a lot of the episodes tend to be, Tony's going to kind of pose a subject or an issue. And I kind of got to, I'm blessed that my mind can think through those things very quick. And I could kind of give a little bit of a solution to that, right? So I'm coming at this from an angle of, I want to give you a solution to problems that you're facing right now, or you're going to face at some point if you're following this system. And then
tangible, right?
Yeah. And then selfishly, just want to show them why MDP is the best, right? There's copycats out there. We know there's copycats out there.
Or stealers, thieves. Well, there's those two.
Yeah, sorry. Whatever you want to call it. But we are the best. We're the best because we're the OGs, right? Richard is the OG. Like he said, Roger Bannister, he's the one that broke that 4 minute mile. No one knows anybody's name who came after him, right?
That's so true. That's a great point. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Well, guys, thank you guys. You know, I'm so excited that you guys are willing to be out there. Gang, you're going to want to check out Coach's Corner. In fact, my fear is you won't want to listen to Potty Talk anymore because Coach's Corner is so good, which is cool. I want the best. That's our heart anyways. We want everyone MDP. I know you guys feel the same way. Want everyone that comes in to be bigger, badder, better than what we are, right? And, you know, that's our heart. And these guys really are bigger, badder, and better, all right? And you're going to love listening to them. They're going to be nuggets of gold. And guys, and fun, right?
So yeah, entertaining.
So check them out, Coach's Corner. Okay,
it'll be on the YouTube channel. It'll also again be listed in the different podcast platforms, right along with Potty Talk. So you don't have to look far; it'll be right there.
All right, enjoy them. All right, guys. Hey, appreciate looking you guys.
Coach's Corner.
Coach's Corner.
Weekly too. Forgot to mention that it is released weekly. So yeah, guys, we're super excited about it. We know you're going to do great, and we're honored to have you part of the MDP family.
That's right. Well,
thank you for the opportunity, for sure.
You got it, guys.
Yes. Our pleasure.
Yeah, we're honored.
Hey, we'll get back at our days here. Go get them. I know both of you are busy.
All right, I'll talk to you another time.
Take care.
All right, thanks for having us.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks.
All right, there we go. The Coach's Corner.
I know.
Okay.
It's going to be so fun. We're super excited to have them a part of the MDP team and just bringing just more nuggets of gold and more information and serving our community in the way we know they're going to. So
they're just, I call them a couple of cool cats. Mm-hmm. You know, first of all, they are coaches for MDP and mm-hmm. come up through the system and all that kind of stuff. In fact, you know, their clients, you know, love them. I mean, they're great. I love that they've decided to do, you know, those podcasts. I've already heard and seen a couple of the episodes that we got in the can as being introduced, and it's fun.
It's fun, yeah.
You know,
but very informative.
Okay, mm-hmm. So a little different taste than here at Potty Talk. Mm-hmm. We love you here at Potty Talk, and we hope you enjoy this. But it has a little different flavor, mm-hmm. of course, you know. But a lot of fun, very informative. You're going to want to check it out. Yes. Coach's Corner.
Coach's Corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Okay.
All right. Hey, before we let you go, as always, I want to remind you that you were purposefully and wonderfully created, and you were created to do great things. So plumb like a champion.
Bye, everybody.